So it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Patrick Kelly, who's, what's your official title?
My official title is Regional Resource Manager for University of Alaska Facilities and Land Management Office in Anchorage.
Does that have an acronym?
No, be good. Too long.
But you've brought a gentleman with you, and I'd like you to introduce him, if you would, please.
So this is Milan Shipka. He is the director of the School of Natural Resources and Extension. Is that correct?
Director of the Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station, which is a part of the School of Natural Resources and Extension.
There we go.
Oh, okay. And since my wife is also, she's employed by the University of Alaska Anchorage, and I won't go on with the detail of her, but I've learned that specificity in terms of where you're located is important. Yeah. So you're here today, in part, we're talking about something that many listeners have observed over time here in Palmer, is the beautification efforts at the east end of town between town and actually the airport. I say beautification because I've lived here for 30 years. I've watched as buildings have aged or grown or one thing or another. And I must say that there were a series of buildings there next to a very beautiful array of trees and bushes that were gradually getting older. I'm going to put it that way. And now they're all gone, and there's this flat space there. That property, as I understand, was under ownership of the University of Alaska. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It was a part of the Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station, part of the Palmer location that also included the building on Fireweed.
Right.
Initially, there was other land that was right near the airport, I mean, even closer to the airport, as well as the houses there, all of which have been sold into private ownership now.
Right, and I've watched those small homes, which sort of were very interesting as representative of an older original style in the colony. I happen to live in a house that was built in 1938, so I'm aware of some of those features. The land, could you speak to a little bit of its history in a little more detail? Because I know those buildings represented, because I knew some of the people who worked in them, a focus of considerable activity.
Sure. One of the buildings that was there was called a head house. A head house is part of a facility in vegetable production where vegetables are brought in, they're stored, and they're prepped for sale. The other building that was there was actually a laboratory. So there was a cadre of scientists who worked here in former times, all essentially agricultural research. Whether it was variety trials or soil fertility or nutrient management, all the different areas that go into managing, especially in that case, vegetable crops. And it was quite active some years ago. Times have changed, and there isn't that cadre of scientists here anymore.
Okay. Now, I know that outside of Palmer, there's still the farm, experimental farm, and so on. But there's been what appears to be a changing role of the university experimental farm and agriculture in Alaska.
Well, sure, there has, and things do change all the time. And that is still referred to as the Matanuska Experiment Farm, but what it really is now is the Matanuska Experiment Farm and Extension Center. So we've got the Cooperative Extension Center. They're co-located with the farm itself. The farm still consists of several hundred acres of land. We still have a small cattle herd there. We do some research on moose and caribou as well. So there's still a lot of things going on there. We still produce a large quantity of hay each year,
right,
and so forth. So we are still farming there, and that will continue indefinitely.
Okay. So just to finish up this a little bit, I've had the opportunity, we have a show that's called Ag Matters. Amy Pettit, who I'm sure you know, is the executive director of that organization, Alaska Farmland Trust. And she brought in Arthur Keyes, who's the director of the Division of Agriculture. And we had a grand conversation with even Larry DeVilbiss, former director, calling in. And what I get in energy from particularly Amy and Andrew is a very high energy focus on agriculture and in this area in particular. Of course, in the early days, looking back, agriculture probably, I think, can be described as having had a more prominent, comprehensive role in the community. And as time has changed, it's still playing a role, but in different ways.
You're absolutely correct. For some time, as you say, agriculture didn't carry the prominence that it had in former times, but there are many people in Alaska that realize the importance of our having an agricultural sector, even albeit small. But there's many, many of us that are, you know, kind of pounding a drum that deals with food security.
Absolutely.
And we are at the far end of a long food chain. And you start to break those links, which could happen for any number of reasons, and we could be in a world of hurt. And so I think it's really important and incumbent upon us to help serve that small agricultural industry and help us find ways that we can produce foods. And that's really what the Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station is all about. And we collaborate very closely with people at the Division of Agriculture and so forth. And so I have the great pleasure that I work with agriculturalists around the state, many in Delta and Fairbanks, many here in Matanuska, down on the Kenai Peninsula, also some people that are producing food in greenhouse and high tunnels on down in southeast Alaska, even people that are doing so up in Kotzebue. So we've got a lot of people in this state that are really recognizing the importance of food.
Right, right.
And that we better take care of ourselves.
Truly, nicely said. Patrick, your role is in the land management aspect. Can you talk a little bit about that? What do you do?
So my role in working with the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the farm is when the farm has a third party that wants to use, you know, get a permit to use the land, lease it for an extended period of time. And occasionally we sell a piece. For example, a Matanuska Electric Association has a substation on what used to be the farm.
Wow, right.
So that was a negotiated sale to them over an extended period of time. So anytime there's any interest that may transfer out of the university, land management handles that piece of it.
So I think I may have some time ago looked at a map that showed different parties' interests in land in this area. But if I were to have you provide a map of the university land holdings in the area around Palmer, could you describe that? I mean, what would that look like? Is there a lot of land that's held by the university?
A lot's a relative term, but yeah, for us, a combination of the University of Alaska is in charge of the Matsu College, and UAF is in charge of the Matanuska Experiment Farm.
Okay.
Combining those is about 1,700 acres.
Well, that's a substantial sized piece. And having been out many times to Matanuska College, I know that It appears to me, in comparison to perhaps other colleges located around the state, that Matanuska College has land for future growth, if you will, or use, that is not quite like other places. That's been something that has been said. Is that true, or are there many other campuses around the state that have a lot of land around them? Or is that a difficult question here?
No, it's not a difficult question. Fairbanks campus has a significant amount of land around
it. Sure, certainly.
As does Anchorage. The farm, the original grant is 900, almost 960 acres. The property that's owned by, for the Mat-Su College, a lot of that was donated by Mokattam.
Right.
And so, and that piece is a significant portion, but it also has a restriction on it for 50 years. So that's a future development area, and that's the way it was set up.
Okay. I know recently, and we've had discussions with both Amy and Andrew about putting land farms in particular into agricultural easements and things of that sort. Perhaps you could comment a little bit about that process. Do you have any involvement at all with that?
Well, I don't have any involvement at all for that, but I think that it's not too hard for us to understand the importance of that consideration, especially where we sit here now, when you consider that many parcels of farmland probably can grow houses more profitably than they can grow other crops, and yet we recognize the need for open space as well as agricultural land. And this provides some opportunity then for somebody who feels perhaps it's time for them to get out of farming, perhaps for retirement, yet see the land remain in agriculture and open space.
Okay. Patrick, any thoughts on that topic of agricultural easements? As a future for some of the land that you deal with?
So as a land manager, what I think you're talking about is conservation easements, and they're used all over the country. The university has to meet its educational purposes, and until such time as there is no need for educational purposes, the university, my personal belief is we would not put anything in a conservation easement, because that usually is very restrictive. It starts to put limitations on the land, which can be a good thing. But for the university, land management, it has to be to the exclusive benefit of the university. And usually when you put a conservation easement, you limit it.
Okay.
And we have to have the ability to be dynamic. Mm-hmm. And what's the market and what needs to be researched currently, because it's ever-changing.
So we started out by talking about this piece of land to the east of the east side of Palmer there, and right now it is it's a beautiful flat piece of land. I mean, it's almost perfectly flat. I don't know quite how they do that, but it looks good. What's going to go there? What do you think is going to happen to that?
So currently, HDL Engineers was the project manager for the removal of the buildings. They did a fabulous job. They really helped the university out quite a bit. So at this time, there is an investment group that the university has been working with, UAF and statewide land management. There's still a few criteria that have to be met, and then hopefully that parcel will transfer into private ownership.
Okay. It was a since we live just down the street from the parcel, we could see the speed with which things changed. We had a sort of a preview in that the old Palmer Senior Center was removed, and I think they may have used the same equipment, because one day the Senior Center building was there, and then there was some rubble, and then within a very short time, it was a flat piece of ground. I saw the same thing happening there, and I agree. I think it was done expeditiously, certainly. And we're, I guess, people in the neighborhood, as well as people in Palmer, are curious about both of those pieces of the property now. They have changed the viewscape dramatically, and they look like they're well-located to be useful in some way in the future. And you know, we're all curious.
Well, and yeah, there's a lot that still remains to be seen, but I think an important thing is that the eyesore that was there is no longer present, because I think that can have a negative effect on everything from land values to attitude. And so when I look there at this point in time, I get a smile because I'm not looking at what was there before.
Right. It had become, in the true meaning of the term, an attractive nuisance. We have a couple of dogs that we walk through there or by there, staying carefully in the green area. And we would notice that windows were broken or doors or one thing or another. And we've seen the same kind of thing, of course, over with the Matanuska property, Matanuska Maid property, prior to the fires that consumed, you know, unfortunately, an historic building. So, yeah, if somehow it can't be upgraded, renovated, and used, then allowing it to molder, it's not a good thing. And I'm personally thankful that it's been taken care of. Yeah. Okay. So you two gentlemen have been forthcoming. You've been willing to answer my questions. Are there any other things that we have not talked about that you would like to say here before you finish up?
So may I run through the history of what happened to
Absolutely.
What was originally established by the USDA and further developed by the agriculture and forestry experiment, and where we're at today.
Good.
So USDA Agricultural Research Service came in 1948. In 67, that was transferred to the University of Alaska Agricultural and Forestry Extension
Experiment Station.
Got it.
So it continued to be a very important research facility until in the 80s and 90s, and then it moved out to the Matanuska Experiment Farm. But what is very satisfying to me as the land manager is to take what used to be called the Kremlin Building, it's now called the Fireweed Building, that in cooperation with borough manager John Moosey and his assistant George Hayes, we're able to get that to the Matsu Borough. So that building continues and will for many, many years.
And it's at least externally, it's a beautiful building, actually, and the grounds around it, of course.
Right. So the other two pieces were residential home on Gulcana Street, went to a young couple with a couple of new children, and who's an artist now in the Palmer community.
Okay.
And then the final piece was the removal of the buildings, and in the future, that'll be developed in the private sector, which puts two of those buildings back into the tax base. So it's a, you know, to the university and personally for me, it's a success story to continue that on.
I'm happy you provided that overview, because we come up somewhat rarely with win-wins, and this one seems to be a very, very positive thing all around.
Okay. Correct. Thank you.
Any other comments there, sir?
No, I'm just glad you gave us the opportunity to come in and visit a little bit about this. And as far as my role in the Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station, our objective is to be a good community member, and that's what I hope we've demonstrated.
Oh, I think so, in spades. I mean, at least at this point, I can tell you that. Well, thank you again.